Welcome to Spare Time. This is the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of September 21, 2023, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I am Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Are there any outlaws in the house? Our season kicks off tomorrow night, Friday, September 22. We are looking forward to another great year of fun, fellowship, and sportsmanship. Important deadlines below, so keep on reading. If you need a sub or want to sub, please call Sharon after 8 a.m. at 919-740-1073 on Sundays. If you have a spot, it will be confirmed on Thursdays. The lane assignments for week 1, lane 35, sharpshooters, lane 36, strike time, lane 37, gunslingers, lane 38, triple threat, lane 39, midnight bandits, lane 40, silver bullets, lane 41, hangmen, and lane 42, rough riders. Subs for week 1, lane 41, out, Thelma Crumpler, in, Jerry Graham. We are still waiting on the city to find out about possibly having a van available. In the meantime, please keep us informed if you're having trouble with transportation. We'll do what we can to help. Please continue to document in detail your issues via an email to Sharon at snbenton@gmail.com. Sanctioned dues of $29 will be due as soon as possible after we start bowling. This is $20 for ABBA, $6 for SBBA, and $3 for CBBA. Please get your sanctions in by the first week of October. We have to get them turned in further. Locker fees of $35 will be due to the alley by October 1. If you want to get a locker, check with the desk at the alley. Challenge Athletes grant applications are now open. See https://www.challengedathletes.org/programs/grants to apply or for more information. Letitia Adams is willing to help people put their applications in, but she needs all of the required information no later than October 15. Because the deadline for applications to be submitted is November 3. The Wake Federation of the Blind will be selling shelled peanuts during our bowling nights. Monies raised will support the work of our chapter. We will begin selling the peanuts on the night of September 29th. The peanuts are $4 per bag. SBBA Fall Tournament, October 27 to 29 in Winston-Salem. You will have to sanction with the SBBA and have a book average from ABBA from the last year or 12 games this year by October 1 of this season in order to participate in this tournament, but not to participate in our one-day events. Note that the hotel reservation deadline is September 26. Also note that if you plan to participate in this tournament, you must have your sanctions paid and you must have a book average from last year. Tournament information. We will be staying at the Best Western Plus Haynes Mall Hotel, 3330 Silas Creek Parkway, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Included is a complimentary hot breakfast. The rooms are $119 plus tax for a double queen or a king room. The phone number to call for reservations is 336-893-7540. When making your reservations, be sure to let them know that you are with SBBA, Southeastern Blind Bowlers Association, so that you can get the special rate. The cutoff date is September 26. Reservations made after this date will be at a higher rate. The bowling competition will be held at Bolero, B-O-W-L-E-R-O, Lane, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, NC 27103. Phone number, 336-765-8009. The scheduled events are as follows. Friday evening at 7 p.m., we will have a short meeting at the hotel. Everyone is welcome to come and participate because we value your opinions. Then from 8 until 10 p.m., there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you will be able to pick up your schedules. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the bowling will begin with the team event. In the afternoon at 1 p.m., the Masters Tournament will be held. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and again at noon, if needed, the tournament will conclude with the doubles and singles competition. We will have pre-ordered t-shirts this year for a price of $25. When I receive the final print, I will send a copy of the design. If you have not as yet sanctioned with SBBA and would like to attend the tournament, you can include your $6 sanction fee with the packet. So here's a recap, important dates and other information. Tournament date, October 27 through 29. Entry deadline, October 1. Cutoff date for statistical sheet information, October 1. Hotel, Best Western Plus Haines Mall Hotel. Address, 3330 Silas Creek Parkway, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Phone number, 336-893-7540. Room rate, $119 plus tax per night. Hotel reservation cutoff, September 26, 2023. Bowling Center, Bolero Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, NC. Phone number, 336-765-8009. Entry fees, regular tournament, $70. Master tournament, $25. Continuing, the SBBA Masters competition for the tournament. The format for the Masters competition in the SBBA tournament is different than ABBA and different from our old CBA shootout. The format is as follows. First round. The first round of competition will consist of five games. Scores from the team event will be used for the first three of the five games of the first round. The remaining two games will be bowled with two bowlers per lane, and each pair of lanes will alternate. Bowlers will have 50 minutes to complete these two games. The eight bowlers in each division with the highest total pinfall from the five games will advance to the next round. In the event of a tie for eighth place, the tie will be broken by a two-frame roll-off, ninth and tenth frame. If there is still a tie, additional 10th frames will be rolled until the tie is broken. Ties for 1st through 7th places will be seeded by drawing the seed from the hat. Second round. The bowlers will be ranked from seed 1, highest total pin from round 1, to seed 8. This round is one game match play elimination. The bowlers are matched as follows. Seed 1 versus seed 8. Winner advances to finals as seed 1. Seed 2 versus seed 7. Winner advances to finals as seed 2. Seed 3 versus seed 6. Winner advances to finals as seed 3. And seed 4 versus seed 5. Winner advances to finals as seed 4. These games will be bowled with two bowlers per lane. The bowlers who are matched against each other will be on the same lane. Bowlers will alternate lanes. Bowlers will have 25 minutes to complete this game. The winner of each match advances to the stepladder final. Stepladder finals. The finals will be bowled as follows. Each division will bowl its championships on one pair of lanes separating each division. In the first game of the final, seed 4 will bowl one game against seed 3. The loser will finish in fourth place. The winner will bowl one game against seed 2. The loser will finish in third place. The winner will bowl one game against seed 1. The loser will finish in second place. The winner is the championship. In the finals, the order of bowling will be as follows. The high seed will bowl first. They will bowl one frame. The lower seed will bowl two frames, one frame on each lane. The high seed will bowl two frames, one on each lane. Then the bowlers will bowl two frames at a time, one on each lane, until the low seed rolls the 10th frame. Bowlers will alternate lanes. The high seed will choose their starting lane. The low seed will start on the other lanes. Two lanes on the end away from the finals will be available for the first and second seeded bowlers to practice. A bowler may practice once the game prior to their match is being bowled. Prior to the first match of the finals, both bowlers get two practice balls on each lane. In the remaining games, the bowler who won the previous game does not get additional practice. The other bowler, the higher seed, gets two practice balls on each lane. Moving on, wide open bluegrass is coming. And once again, the Pinecone organization is providing sighted guide services for those who wish to attend but need some help getting around the festival in downtown Raleigh. Blind and low vision attendees can request a sighted guide for the festival and will be paired with a trained volunteer to help them navigate the crowds and schedule. Requests for this free service can be made in advance of the event by calling Linda Dawson at 919-664-8333 extension 3 or by clicking on the link in the newsletter titled Request a Sighted Guide for IMBA 2023. And that email address is https://pinecone.org/event-accessibility. For more information or assistance with the Sighted Guide program, please call Pinecone Membership Coordinator Linda, L-Y-N-D-A, Dawson at lynda@pinecone.org or call 919-664-8333, extension 3. This year, there will also be accommodations for those with sensory issues. Pinecone is partnering with Culture City, and the culture begins with a K, to bring their sensory activation vehicle, a mobile sensory room, and ensure that all guests can be included in all events. The space will be located in front of the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts and will be available to anyone who has a sensory need during the festival. More information can be found at https://www.culturecity.org. Culture is with a K. We are also looking for volunteers who are interested in assisting with sensory sensitive attendees. The Culture City room enables guests to get a quick break and then go back to enjoying the event. All Culture City volunteers will be required to watch a 28-minute sensory-inclusive venue training video prior to their shift and take a short quiz to become certified by Culture City in the sensory-inclusive training. The video will teach you how to be comfortable and effective in dealing with sensory processing needs at your location. Available shifts, Friday 9:29 and Saturday 9:30. 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., 2 volunteers. 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., 2 volunteers. 7:30 to 11 p.m., 2 volunteers. Anyone interested in volunteering can contact Nathan Price at volunteer@ibma.org. Assistive Technology Expo. Are you a person with a disability or a friend of a person with a disability who benefits from assistive technology? If you want to learn more or see what's new, come to the Assistive Technology Expo on Thursday, October 5 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the McKimmon Center in Raleigh. It is free and open to the public, but registration is required. You can see the details for this by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. And please share this information with others. Then on Tuesday, October 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon, HIMS National Account Manager Earl Harrison will conduct a workshop on HIMS blindness and low vision product at the Raleigh offices of the North Carolina AT program, located at 3080 Hammond Business Place, Suite number 101, Raleigh, NC at 27603. Earl will be exhibiting the Assistive Technology Expo at McKimmon Center on October 5. However, he wanted to offer a more in-depth demonstration and hands-on opportunity than you might be able to get on the exhibit hall floor. Products covered will be HIMS Braille productivity devices such as Braille Sense 6 and Q Braille XL, Go Vision Pro magnifier, and the new Sense Player book reader and multimedia player slash recorder. If you're able to attend, please RSVP to Earl at Earl, E-A-R-L-E, at HIMS-INC.com. Or contact him by telephone at 512-914-1925. FEMA has scheduled a nationwide EAS test for October 4. FEMA, in coordination with the FCC, will conduct a nationwide test of the Emergency Alert System, EAS, and Wireless Emergency Alerts, WEA, this fall. The national test will consist of two portions, testing WEA and EAS capabilities. Both tests are scheduled to begin at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, October 4. The EAS portion of the test will be sent to radios and televisions. This will be the seventh nationwide EAS test. The WEA portion of the test will be directed to all consumer cell phones. This will be the third nationwide test, but the second test to all cellular devices. The test message will display in either English or in Spanish, depending on the language settings of the wireless handset. FEMA and the FCC are coordinating with EAS participants, wireless providers, emergency managers, and other stakeholders in preparation for this national test to minimize confusion and maximize the public safety value of the test. The purpose of the October 4 test is to ensure that the systems continue to be effective means of warning the public about emergencies, particularly those on the national level. In case the October 4 test is postponed due to widespread severe weather or other significant events, the backup testing date is October 11. This year, the EAS message will be disseminated as a Common Alerting Protocol, CAP. A message via the Integrated Public Alert and Warning System Open Platform for Emergency Networks, IPAWS-OPEN, as IPAWS Open. All wireless phones should receive the message only once. WEA alerts are created and sent by authorized federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial government agencies through IPAWS to participating wireless providers, which deliver the alerts to compatible handsets in geo-targeted areas. To help ensure that these alerts are accessible to the entire public, including people with disabilities, the alerts are accompanied by a unique tone and vibration. Some news, interesting news. The Governor Moorhead School will be holding a luxury and exotic car show with the Carolina Exotic Car Club on Thursday, October 26th. From 5:15 to 6:45 p.m. outside of Lineberry Hall. If you're interested in really nice cars, this will be a fun event. Are you interested in rock climbing? Paracliff Hangers is a nonprofit organization that fosters community adventure, strength, and equity through adaptive rock climbing. PCH hosts groups at climbing gyms across the country. And we are excited to start offering a group here in the Triangle area. Our hope is to help build a local community of adaptive climbers. At our monthly meetups, we will provide all of the equipment necessary for any person of any ability to get on the wall. We will also provide volunteers and other climbers to assist in any way that's needed. For more information and to register, you can visit our website, www.paracliffhangers.org. Then click on Sessions and scroll down to North Carolina. The local Facebook page has an actionable internet link in your email copy of this newsletter. Our gym is located at 1010 Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway, Suite 400, Durham, North Carolina, 27713. And if you are or know someone who is belay certified and interested in volunteering your time to support our climbing clinics, go to our website, www.paracliffhangers.org, and complete the form there to sign up, and we'll follow up with you. Time to save the date. Join the Governor Moorhead Foundation on November 2nd for the Giving Season Gala, a night of grateful gifts. This annual fundraising event promises once again to be an evening filled with warmth, laughter, and heartfelt connections as we come together to showcase the talents of the students of the Governor Moorhead School and join in fellowship over a meal. Enjoy an Italian dinner catered by Amedeo's, starting at 6:30 p.m., followed by musical performances by GMS students and a silent auction of gift items and services donated by local businesses and organizations. All proceeds will benefit the school. The evening will take place on GMS campus at 301 Ash Avenue in Raleigh. Table sponsorships are an option for those wishing to bring a group. Individual tickets are available until October 25th through Eventbrite for $35 each. Eventbrite can be reached by an actionable link in your email copy of this newsletter. For more information, visit our website or contact Francisco Chavez, GMF Board President, at Chavez, C-H-A-V-E-Z, at RaleighConsulting.com. The Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities is accepting award nominations until 5 p.m. Friday, September 21. Submit a nomination. Nominations are now being accepted in categories for awards that exemplify outstanding service to the disability community. The committee recognizes individuals, companies, organizations, and groups with a shared commitment to positively impacting members of the disability community in the areas of employment, housing, transportation, and service. RMCPD hosts the annual award banquet to publicly honor those selected under each category. This year, the MCPD is accepting nominations in 10 categories. Please complete the Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities award nomination form by, September 18, but the deadline has been extended until 5 p.m. on Friday, September 22. The categories: Employer of the Year, Citizen Involvement Award, Lockhart Fallen Mace Advocacy Award, James E. Meekins Award, Excellence in Transportation, Excellence in Housing, Excellence in Recreation, Media Award, Supervisor of the Year, and Excellence in Education. For more information on the committee and the awards, please visit the Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities or send an email to equity.boardcommissions@raleighnc.gov. Time for some state convention information. The North Carolina Council of the Blind State Convention will be held Friday, September 22 to Sunday, September 24 at the Holiday Inn, Raleigh-Durham Airport, 930 Airport Road, Morrisville, North Carolina, 27560. The phone number for reservations is 919-465-1910. Use the block code NCB when booking your room. Hotel room rate is $118 plus tax per night and includes breakfast. The convention registration fee is $25 online or $35 at the door. Registration fee includes a boxed lunch. The banquet registration fee is $30 online and $35 at the door. The NCCB website is https://nccbinfo.org. Come on out and join us and learn about the action that's happening in our state with excessive pedestrian crosswalk signals, what to do in a weather emergency, and a myriad of other things going on in our community. And oh yeah, don't forget about the door prizes. Last up is the Beep Kickball Demonstration and Tournament. There will be a charity event for Beep Kickball on Sunday, October 22nd from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall, 4301 Columbus Club Drive, Raleigh. Attendees should bring lawn chairs for seating. There will be a demonstration at 2 p.m. and the tournament begins at 3 p.m. Spectators are free, but there's a $10 donation per player that is requested. Blind and visually impaired players are being recruited to play, and sponsorship opportunities and vendor tables are available. Register to play by calling 919-594-0214 or follow at Hardbody Sports on Facebook. You can send an email to admin, at insightfulvisionaries.org. Now the tasty part, recipes that will bowl you over. First up, apple fritters, thanks to Donna Permar. Your ingredients, 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1 egg beaten, 1/2 cup plus 1 tablespoon of milk, 1 1/2 cups of peeled, diced apples. In a bowl, sift this together the dry ingredients. Then in another bowl, beat together the egg and the milk. Add to the dry mixture and stir until smooth. Add the apples and blend them well. Drop by spoonfuls into hot fat in a heavy skillet. Fry until golden brown on both sides. Tasty. And baked sweet and sour chicken is up next. You're going to need 4 boneless, skinless chicken breasts cut into 1-inch pieces, 1 cup of cornstarch, 2 large eggs, 1/4 cup of vegetable oil, 1/2 cup of granulated sugar, 1/4 cup of ketchup, 1/2 cup of apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, and 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt. Start off by preheating your oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit and line a 13 by 9 inch pan with parchment paper. Set it aside. Season the chicken breasts with salt and pepper. Add cornstarch to a large Ziploc bag and put the chicken breast inside it. Shake it all over the place to coat it up. In a shallow bowl, beat the eggs together. Heat oil in a skillet over a medium-high heat until it is sizzling. Dip the chicken breasts in eggs and add to the skillet. Sear the chicken until it's golden brown and then place it in the prepared pan. In a medium bowl, combine sugar, ketchup, vinegar, soy sauce, garlic powder, and sea salt, and whisk. Whisk it all over the place. Then pour it over the chicken and bake for 1 hour, tossing halfway through. Finally, serve it with rice. Well, there's going to be more bowling going on, of course. So here is the bowling schedule for through October, rather. You'll be bowling on September 22 and 29. You'll bowl October 6, 13, and 20. And the SBBA tournament will be on October 27 through October 29. Finally, the Gutterthon and Bake Sale will be held on November the 3rd. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us. Our number is 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.